This is Free Talk Live. We're launching an hour number 3 of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is FreeTalkLive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls. Let's talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
I called about the taxes, but I'd like to say something about the Libertarian Party.
Sure, man.
But first, I'd like to remind everybody that August 6th and August 9th are the days the atom bomb was dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
It's an important thing to remember.
It is, and it's underplayed all the time. It's what here we are. You listen to the news on the half hour. We're still wanting to shoot rockets at each other. I think it's an insult to humanity. We should and that's why I want to talk some about the Libertarian Party here.
Sure.
People are afraid of the word freedom. They free state, free this. They called the wacky militia guys free men. Anything that has that word freedom, people are afraid of freedom. Mm. If anybody talks about freedom, they think that the government got everybody scared so much that freedom means that you could stand on your own, you know. And even these crazy people saying, oh, America's losing their sovereignty. What's sovereignty all about? Freedom. When you start drawing lines, yeah, you lose freedom. And it's you lose sovereignty,
right.
And the Libertarian Party is about freedom, and nobody even wants to stand it because they go to the liberal thing, and they got you afraid about liberals, they got you afraid about this. It's craziness. And,
the government has really done a job on
really,
on language.
Man, bad,
it really
bad.
Has.
Hey, whatever happened to the Never Get Busted dude?
Barry Cooper. Mark, didn't we hear from him recently? Isn't he putting something together?
He's working on a new video.
What's about his freedom? Is his freedom being taken away? See,
no, he's okay.
That's what
he's
I'm
okay.
getting at. That's why the Libertarian Party is, it's easy to, people laugh at freedom now. You try to talk about freedom, they laugh about it.
Well, they're very uncomfortable. People laugh uncomfortably.
In a country that's based, known for freedom and all of this. You know, you talk about freedom, people put it down. They want to call you all kinds of names. And that's all they got to revert to.
You're right. They're scared. I don't know how it happened exactly, but they've come to a great freedom.
Because we forget about the atom bomb dropping on Nagasaki.
And it's really critical. I think that, I'm glad you brought that up, Dave. I think
people. The United Nations was formed, you know, and that.
Well, I don't know.
Like,
the United Nations certainly doesn't have anything to do with liberty.
I know. Right away, see how, like, that whole premise is being dirtied up.
What premise? The premise of centralization?
That day, man, on October, August 6th, and August, what humanity
right.
came to, man, what we're capable of. You know, if they wanted to, you know, the bio stuff, now they got you, you know. We got to just rise above all of this control. Over
I'm
the
with
taxes,
you, Dave.
What I call for about the taxes.
Yes.
The first thing to do is to end the government's monopoly on free tax collection.
What do you mean?
They do not pay to get their taxes collected. It's done through the employer. The employer is the government's slave tax collector. If we could get the employers to say, no, we're not going to be your free tax collector no more.
That's right.
And let the people pay, they'll never get. Then we got somebody to tar and feather.
Withholding is a critical card in the government's deck, and it really has done a lot to increase the amount of money going into their coffers, because employers, they're good little citizens, they want to follow the law.
Well, they want to have a business. They got to conform. They got to have the license, the permit, this
right.
and that. But if they... What it is it was what Patrick Henry said, you know, he was pissed off about the licenses and all the, you know, permits for this and that, and I got to do this, you know, hey. But you know what they did to him, right?
But, thank you for the call,
but there
David.
Wasn't just one of them.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. He could go off segment if we wanted.
Well,
but yes, he's right. The withholding thing is a critical issue. And when did they bring that about? It wasn't in the very beginning of the income taxes, was it? It took them a little while, was it?
I don't know the history on withholding, but I would say it's the single biggest issue facing America today, and yeah. People never even look at it. I'd say even more important than the dollar being backed by metal is the withholding, because it feeds the beast.
Sure.
It allows Americans to have a little bit of their paycheck taken away each week. They never even feed it. It's more painless.
A little bit. Try like 25%.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
But they never see it. They look at the number on the check because they know that if they look at all those other numbers, they'll feel bad. They'll get confused. Why look at that crap? Let's look at the number on the check, and that's what they deposit, and everything's fine. But if they had to write a check at the end of the year or quarterly to pay their taxes, yeah, the taxes would be a lot lower. Because people just wouldn't put up with it.
Well, it also makes them look forward to tax day because they look forward to getting returns on their withholdings.
Right. People...
makes them look forward to when the taxes come through.
As a little emotional spiff for themselves, they have more money taken out in their withholdings, so they'll get this... They'll give the government, a 16-month, 18-month tax-free loan.
That they can collect interest on.
Right. Well, that they get, I don't know what they're doing with it, but they get a tax-free loan, an interest-free loan, excuse me. I would love to have an interest-free loan. Those are good things to get. So they give the government this loan for up to 16 months, and then they get back this chunk of money. Oh, boy! And it's lotto time. Then they go out and they buy themselves something.
Yeah, it's really sad. I'm with Dave completely on the idea of getting rid of withholding, which, of course, would require... I mean, business owners could, if they wanted to, stand up and not wait for the government to do it on their own, because that sure as hell is going to happen anytime soon. But, of course, then they're concerned about being targeted. Just as people who don't pay income taxes are concerned about being targeted, it's more likely that the IRS will go after a business owner for not withholding. It has happened in the past, and it may happen again. But if a bunch of people did it, it's the same old thing. What if people just stop paying taxes? Similarly, what if a bunch of business owners, even 5% of them, stopped withholding taxes? They said, employees, if you want to go ahead and pay taxes, then that will be your responsibility from here on out. You're going to be getting 100% of your paychecks, and it will be up to you to make the decision to send the check to the government or not. I just wish more employers had that courage. 1-800-259-9231. Also, to touch back on Dave's point about Nagasaki and Hiroshima, it's a great time to go and look at some of those photos. Look at some of the classic, just disgusting, horrific photographs that were taken in the aftermath of the Nagasaki and Hiroshima. If you've never seen them before, or the last time you saw them was decades ago, they're easily accessible on the internet now. Go and spend a half an hour and just page through those photos. And
they are shocking, and everyone should see them just to take a second to think about the terrible, destructive power of these bombs. Whether or not you agree with them having been dropped on Japan in 1945, whenever it was,
which was totally unnecessary.
Well, I'm not a fan of it. I think that absolutely they were looking to negotiate a peace at that point, but Truman wanted to have unconditional surrender. Unconditional surrender. So we killed all those people.
Zero tolerance.
That.
Yep.
And, we didn't, could we have saved America? Did we save American lives? I really don't see how we did. I mean, we could have had conditional surrender, and Japan would have kept its status in the world to some extent, more so than it did. Why did the United States need to keep its status?
I don't know, man. It's sick.
I mean,
it really is.
It's really about empire building. That's
sure.
What it was about.
Well, and now you hear people talking about using nuclear weapons for a first strike on Iran.
Yeah, that's
now
what people
so frightening.
Now you're talking about shooting first with nuclear weapons, not even responding to a nuclear attack with them.
I can, I can sort of understand that if I was willing to go to war with a country, I would probably look at the nuclear option. The thing is Americans should think about whether or not they're willing to go to war. It can be just as stupid and disastrous as this one, especially if we
war is always a disaster.
If we go about it in a poor fashion and don't declare war like we're supposed to. Constitutionally.
People that otherwise would have led productive, healthy lives creating products and services are removed from the economy, removed from life. They lose their freedom. In many cases, they lose their limbs. It's tragic. 800-259-9231. And to suggest the UN is going to solve any problem, definitely not. That's a terrible idea. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the site. Sign up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com, and we will keep you on the list and keep you clued in whenever you need to know something new about the program. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go right to the phone calls. Talk to Kenny in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Kenny. Kenny in Montana, going once. Kenny going twice. Do we have Kenny? No, Kenny. Let's try Todd in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. Good, what's on your mind, sir?
I just wanted to talk to you, Ian, about what you were talking about before, and that was the Libertarian Party.
Yes, and why I am no longer necessarily an active member of the Libertarian Party.
Well, not necessarily that. I just wanted to tell you that I actually share your sentiments and your feelings about the party, because technically, even though I am a member of the party myself, I am no longer an active member of the party.
Why did you make that choice, Todd?
Well, I had joined the party back in August of 1999 when I first started out, and I was all revved up, I was all excited. You know, this was my first time actually being a member of the party at that time, and I was very pretty much active with the Michigan Libertarian Party at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And as time went on, when the it was right after election 2000 when I noticed that a lot of problems were happening in the Libertarian Party of Michigan. There was a lot of infighting. There was, of course, the Harry Brown scandal, which took off. I'm sure you recall that.
I didn't really think that was that big of a deal personally, but maybe that's just because I'm partial to Harry. But nonetheless, we don't need to get into that because most people don't know what it is, and it's not worth explaining.
And, of course, you know, there were a lot of problems, like the cronyism within the National Party, and you know, of course, you know, then of course that goes right into what happened at the 2006 National Convention, which you and I had discussed on my show quite a few weeks ago, and it was quite interesting because the interesting thing about it is that a lot of the people who attended at that convention were claiming that all the purists in the party were being purged and whatnot, and I basically disagreed. I said, no, they didn't. They weren't exactly purged. A purge is basically when a party or organization says, well, don't let the door hit you on the butt on your way out.
Yeah, we don't want your type around here anymore. It's never been explicit.
Right, and. The interesting thing is that Tom Knapp, who is the creator of the Boston Tea Party, of which I'm also a member of, he was on the Carol Kraft radio show about a year ago talking about his new party, and when he was talking about the Libertarian Party and the fiasco that took place in Portland, he noted that the pledge, because I was probably the other reason why I called was about the pledge.
The pledge, which everyone signs when they join the Libertarian Party, that says they don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals.
Right. Well, the interesting thing is that he noted that people have joined the party by signing the pledge for a lot of reasons, but he noticed one thing, which was either the people who had signed the pledge agreed with it, but then later on changed their minds and didn't support the pledge.
Mm-hmm.
There were others who signed the pledge, and lied about their support of the pledge.
Right, they signed the pledge dishonestly.
Right.
And was he suggesting that those people should be purged?
Right, and here's the interesting thing. The third reason why other certain LP members joined the party was, well, they signed the pledge, but they didn't exactly understand the pledge. That was,
I don't know. Is it that unclear? Is it that confusing?
Right, and that was the point that Tom was making on the show. But you know something? I find that the pledge has become very much useless because it has never kept the impure out, away from the pure.
Yeah.
You know, if that was the case, then, and Tom made this point accurately on the show, well then, how is it that the impure came to Portland and basically scrapped 80% of the party's platform?
They've completely taken over the party from the inside. I don't know if it was I know there's some sort of organization out there calling themselves the Libertarian Reform Caucus. They'd like to get rid of the pledge entirely, and I just think it's sad. And it, to me, this is more reason why I don't know if politics is going to be the solution, simply because there's so much infighting. There's so much, at least political parties. Maybe you could still win some elections, like here in New Hampshire. We're going to run some candidates nonpartisan for city positions.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's no political parties involved. There's none of that infighting. There's none of that BS that we have to deal with. I just don't know if political parties are the way to go. Todd, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. After having spent years of my life being active for the Libertarian Party. That's the conclusion I've come to.
Well, you know, we read that statistic, and I can't remember them off the top of my head, but there was a poll done, and essentially people were asked, different people were asked one of two questions. One question was, would you consider yourself to be fiscally conservative or socially liberal? And the second question was, would you consider yourself to be fiscally conservative and socially liberal like a libertarian? So the questions were identical except
yes.
for like a libertarian at the end. And there was a 15% difference, more than 50%, I think it was 65% or something like that, said, yes, I am fiscally conservative and socially liberal. And it was a 15% lower for people that said like
word,
a libertarian.
Putting the word libertarian in the question scared people away from
it did.
Answering it correctly. So, you know. Political parties. I mean, whether we're talking about the Libertarian Party, that's just because I have experience at it. A lot of our listeners are consider themselves libertarians. But I can't speak to being active in the Republican or Democratic parties. I don't know what it's like. I can't imagine it's that different.
I think it's a lot more top down. I mean, you have to
Right. You got to pay your dues and all that. And
there's a lot more. I mean, there's infighting and there's some power grabbing in the Libertarian Party, but
it's worse.
It's worse in the Republican and Democratic parties because, from my talking with people who work within those parties, because there is something to actually gain by being nominated and getting into office. It's likely that you'll be elected if you're a Republican or a
sure.
Democrat, and there's power to wield once you're.
Exactly right. The chairman of the chair people of the Republican and Democratic parties, they hold a lot of, you know, they hold a lot of sway as far as those decisions and the power structure of the parties. And, you know, I'm all fine with supporting a candidate. I'm all fine with getting out and being active
sure.
and doing things and, you know, in the public light. But all the intra-party crap,
right, the party meetings,
blech. It just is a turnoff to me and a lot of other people. That's why people don't show up at these meetings.
And
they
don't
seem
to accomplish a lot.
No, it really doesn't. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We've got Kenny. I think Kenny is back. Hopefully he'll hang on. Trevor in Virginia will talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Also, the dollar. China is apparently threatening a nuclear option of dollar sales. We'll talk about that on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order to Live 52, visit ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's ResearchHerbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. You can tune in via a broadband stream or a dial-up stream. Either one will work, and they are for free. That's freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
Back to the phones and to the fun. Let's try Kenny in Montana again. Kenny, you're listening on KGEZ. Hello.
I am that.
What's on
your mind? I lost callers from Montana tonight. That's pretty
yes,
awesome.
Sir.
Two things. When I was in high school, I chose to take a government class, and I was chosen to speak with Bush Sr. I think I was in 92. I was on C-SPAN, and I got to ask him one question.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was, I bet.
And that question, of course, was screened by my teacher at the time prior to being able to ask it. So, of course, I came up with a fake question, and that was... But when it came down to it, I actually asked him point blank. I said, do you think that the government has any say in what, you know, the message that we see on through the media, the news and whatnot? And he, confronted with such a direct question, he managed to skirt it and avoid answering it like a true politician, of course.
But, yep.
That's probably what really started me getting into the way of thinking that most of our listeners, think. That, and I read Behold the Pale Horse by William Cooper a couple times. And,
not familiar with that. What is that?
You're not?
No, sorry, no.
Wow.
I can't know what all the books are, my friend. Give me an executive summary.
Well, all I can say is just read it. I mean, all these books that have come out in the past couple years have touched on things that are pretty much totally encompassed in that one book.
He refers to the Book of Revelations?
No, not at all. He was a ex naval military officer,
yep.
Military intelligence officer, and he published a collection of top secret documents and just basically his experiences when he was in the military and his high level clearance, what he learned about everything. I don't know.
So it was fairly critical of the military and government and the way it operates.
Yeah, definitely.
Very good.
Very revealing. That's the one word I guess I would say to describe the book is just it's just revealing.
So Kenny, what else is on your mind tonight?
I was remembering that after 9/11, I read an article by a female reporter. I can't remember her name, but she predicted that eventually our war effort over in the Twin Tower incident would lead to a war effort in the Middle East, and the outcome of that would eventually be our invading Iran. Because she said the reason for that was Iran is the straightest route from the Caspian Sea to a U.S.-controlled area, and the Caspian Sea has the second largest natural gas reserves in the world.
It's all about those resources, isn't it?
Yeah, and I can't find the article anymore. I don't know where it is, and I've never heard anything more about that. But I was wondering if you guys had heard anything like that.
I haven't. I don't know about you, gentlemen.
The article?
The article he's referring to?
I don't know. What you might
want to do is go to the bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. We've got so many people there that may be familiar with what you're referring to, and they might help you point you to it. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I must get 30, 40, 50 articles a day.
Oh, yeah.
I read the first paragraph, skim through, read the last, and see whether it has anything that I want to talk about on the show, and I'm only going to get to read one or two on the show anyway.
Sure, yeah.
So it's very difficult to be entirely well-read. Plus, I have to sell radio ads for Free Talk Live.
Got to make the money. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Otherwise,
be nice if
we won't get to read the articles.
And read articles all day, but we got work to do.
No, I wouldn't be interested in that job. Thanks.
All right. So continuing the phone calls to Trevor in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey,
Trevor.
Hey, have you guys seen the movie I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry?
No, didn't that really do pretty well in the box office?
Yeah, but I think it was very offensive to gay people because, it was about two guys that had to, they needed to become gay so that they, wouldn't lose their house.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was pretty confusing to me.
But, so why was it offensive?
Well, no, because they had to become gay, and I think it's just, really offensive because, it's not as offensive as two guys had to become black, to get in the NBA. Black players are good at it.
Wasn't there a movie where a couple guys, or maybe it was black guys that pretended they were white, right?
White Chicks. Was
I don't remember that.
White Chicks.
These
right.
role-changing movies have a tendency to be pretty funny, and, I don't know, maybe you're being a little sensitive on this, Chuck and Larry.
No, it's just like I don't know, they could have been Asian people,
Does it strike home for you?
So are you upset? Wait a minute. Are you upset that they chose? Are you upset that they chose gay people to make jokes
gay,
about?
The gay community is not accepted in our community. It's just not.
Who's saying that?
Everyone. Everyone in the fucking world.
Oh, you need to get out of here. You can't say that.
We
on the
played
radio.
Around with him.
800-259-9231. You know what? The more you guys do that crap, the more likely we're just going to put a dump box in, and then you're never going to get on the air ever again. So, how's that feel?
Right. No F-bombs.
1-800-259-9231. We know who you are when you call in. We could just drop you as soon as we hear your voice. Let's continue with Mark in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind, Mark?
Hey, a lot of those prank calls are cropping up all over the place.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully you'll keep this one clean. What's on your mind?
That's pretty bad. I was going to talk about a nuclear bomb.
Sure. Whenever you're ready. All right, let's try Tom in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air, Tom.
Hey, what's going on?
We're doing a radio show. What's going on with you, Ace?
I'd like to say that I love you guys.
Thanks, man.
Thank
we
you.
Really
we
love,
love
you,
too.
800-259-9231. That made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
That one just fell flat.
You know, as a straight guy, I'm just programmed by my wife to whenever somebody says, I love you, I love you, too.
We do love our listeners and our callers, even the awful
I've prankers. Heard Rush go on the air and actually say, you know, people say, we love you, I love you, Rush, and they say, well, I love you too.
Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah, and it's just so weird. No, I don't love you, I don't know you.
It's not a real love, you know, it's like the...
No. Thanks for listening.
Right, it's the love of a talk show host for someone who's taken the time to listen
right.
or call the radio
I'm glad
program.
You enjoy the show, and I'm glad you're on board. And all that stuff, but yeah,
it's
I don't
an appreciative
know
love. If I didn't have that love for my listeners and callers, then I might come across on the air as being cold and heartless. And some people might argue I come across that way anyway.
Yes, well, that's what you are.
all right. Hey, you know what, Mark? You've got something about the dollar, right? You got an email question. Actually, it's a continuation of an earlier email, but a secondary topic.
Right. The emailer goes on, before D2Z started advertising with you, I was hearing Ron Paul talk about the decline of the U.S. dollar as a result of the Federal Reserve's printing press and printing press of the money and wildly out-of-control spending by the Republicrats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sufficiently concerned, but please walk me through what would it look like for the dollar to bottom out? Ian mentioned he has a 30-year mortgage, and so do I. If the dollar is worth zero, or it takes $3 billion to buy a pair of shoes, then what is the mortgage company going to expect? First off, if you have any questions about the dollar crashing, d2z.org is a good place
really,
to go.
Really, really well done, sir.
Right. It is very well done, and they have a lot of answers to that. But the short answer is, nobody knows when it's going to crash. We only know that it is going to crash.
Well, what's it look like? Look at the last 100 years, and look at what the dollar has been doing.
Right. It's worth 3 cents from when it was introduced in 19...
3 cents now?
It's like 4 cents, 3 cents, 2 cents.
It's dropped
what difference
in, it's
change?
Dropped in value 96 or something like that percent. More on the way, and what China is going to do about the dollar here in a few moments. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control even in these remaining moments at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. All the features for free. So enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier, as have done hundreds of our listeners for as little as $3 a month. The concept is a simple one. If you like the show and you want to help us get on more stations across the country, head over to amp.freetalklive.com, learn about the program, get signed up, and join our many, many listeners who are sending in as little as $3 a month to the show, because we take that money in, we turn it around into advertising the program to more stations and getting on more stations, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. And you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum and chat room, all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, you just finished up reading an email about the currency situation. The dollar, in fact, has been... You know, the question was, what's it going to look like when the dollar drops to zero? And we aren't going to be able to know really in advance when that happens, but I think what you should look at is what the dollar has done. And that is, once the Federal Reserve was created and they took away the gold backing and silver backing from the currency in this country, immediately the dollar's value started dropping. And, it, of course, it has directly to do with the fact that they can print out as much money as they want to. In fact, they don't even have to turn on the printing presses these days. They just increment numbers in a computer system somewhere. And, of course, that's what inflation is, an increase in the money supply, which drops the value of the dollar. And we've seen the dollar fall something like 90-plus, 96% over the last almost 100 years. We're coming up on the 100-year mark for the Federal Reserve here pretty soon. How long will it last into the future? No way to tell.
Right.
It could be tomorrow. It could be 2 years. It could be 2 months. It could be 20 years.
There is no way to tell. People were predicting the collapse of the dollar in the 80s, and obviously it didn't happen. There are certainly times when it would have been a good idea to buy gold and silver, and other times when it would have been a bad idea. These things are investments. They're commodities, and it's difficult to know. I personally own gold and silver as a hedge against inflation.
Mm-hmm.
I also would recommend have a 30-year fixed mortgage. Do not get one of those fluctuating variable rates, because when the dollar does start to inflate or whatever, the bank is going to change its interest based on what it can do. If
sure.
you have a 30-year fixed, Yeah, essentially, you've got a, you know, it's gold. I mean, it's fixed. They're not going to get any more out of you. You've already signed a contract 2 years ago that said this is how much you're going to, interest you're going to pay, period. And this is what your payment's going to be. So if those dollars are essentially worthless, too bad.
Don't let them tantalize you with a 1% down or whatever the heck it is. You know, 1% per month.
And remember,
sir,
think about how the dollar has changed. In 1916, a haircut would cost you, you know, shave and a haircut, 2 bits. Actually, in 1916, it would probably cost you about 25 cents for a haircut. But either way,
oh, man.
So 2 bits is 25 cents. You probably wouldn't have gotten the shave. It would have been 35 cents with the shave. Either way.
Now it's 12 bucks.
Yeah, if you go to the barber shop.
Cheapy.
Right. I go and I'd likely pay 20 for my haircut. So there you go.
You can see it in your lifetime.
25 cents versus 20 bucks.
You don't even have to go back that far. You can just go back in your lifetime and look at the prices of products. Now, remember, looking at the price of products can also be misleading because, for instance, some products, like you were talking about your alcohol buying experience once, rubbing alcohol, that is, you know, the marketplace is so powerful and so amazing in its ability to reduce costs and increase efficiency and that sort of thing that even though we've had massive inflation, it doesn't show up in the prices of some products because their costs have gone down as mass production has increased and demand has increased and that sort of thing.
Right.
So it is very well possible to find instances of products today that cost less than they might have 10 years ago. But in general,
those are not particularly labor-intensive products.
Right. In general, you know, the fact is the government has increased the money supply, which has one of the effects of that is that prices do go up, and all you have to do is look at the various. I mean, gasoline itself has really gone up in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been tremendous.
Housing's shot up. It's in some markets now. It's dying, but.
Anyway, we could go on with those examples. The fact is, it's true. The government's been screwing the dollar, and now because they've been operating in a debt sort of a situation. The Chinese government has some serious cards that it's holding. And according to the Telegraph over in the United Kingdom, the Chinese government has begun a concerted campaign of economic threats against the United States government, hinting that it might liquidate its vast holding of U.S. treasuries if Washington imposes trade sanctions to force a yuan revaluation. Two officials at leading Communist Party bodies have been giving interviews in recent days, warning for the first time that Beijing might use its $1.33 trillion in foreign reserves as a political weapon to counter pressure from the U.S. Congress. Shifts in Chinese policy are often announced through key think tanks and academies. Described as China's nuclear option in their own state media, such action could trigger a dollar crash at a time when the U.S. currency is already breaking down through historic support levels.
It would destroy the dollar if China did that.
What would they be doing? Just selling off their debt at, you know, pennies on the dollar, basically? Is that what they're doing?
If you just flooded the market with all those a billion bills that nobody had seen for, you know, that had been locked up in a vault somewhere, it would just be, you know, there would be so many of them out there. It's supply and demand. The supply would go up.
That's a good point.
You know, whoever threatened China with these sanctions, I don't know if the State Department or whatever government bureaucrat said, well, if you don't do what we say, we'll sanction you. Somebody should go over there and kick him right in where the sun doesn't shine. That's an awful idea. Look, China is our biggest trading partner. You do not take friends, people that you do business with, and threaten them. You don't do that. Now, you know,
Well, they're not doing business. They're the government. They do business. The businessmen do business. Government threatens. That's what they do. And as a result, China is saying they could be using their foreign reserves as a bargaining chip in the talks with the United States. Of course, saying that China doesn't want any undesirable phenomenon in the global financial order, but they're willing to do what they have to if sanctions are being threatened. Quote, China, He Fan, an official at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, went even further today, letting it be known that Beijing had the power to set off a dollar collapse if it chose to do so. Quote, China has accumulated a large sum of U.S. dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Such a big sum, of which a considerable portion is in U.S. Treasury bonds, contributes a great deal to maintaining the position of the dollar as a reserve currency. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their dollar holdings. There's been news about that recently.
The dollar, its position as the reserve currency of the world, the currency in which the world does business, is threatened. It absolutely is. The reason is that the politicians that are currently in charge, the Bush administration, has been very bad about its administration of the Federal Reserve.
Here's what the threat is from the government. A bill drafted by a group of U.S. senators and backed by the Senate Finance Committee calls for trade tariffs against Chinese goods as retaliation for alleged currency manipulation, whatever that means. So there you go.
Well, it's all currency manipulation. Yeah. I mean, you don't think printing Federal Reserve notes is currency manipulation?
Oh, sure.
Absolutely it is. The United States government is the biggest...
But we are the best government, so we can manipulate the currency.
Right,
the rest
we're
of you governments
to.
Cannot.
Speaking of manipulating the currency, I'm not sure if this was covered on Free Talk Live, but I do remember, I think it was about a month ago, hearing that a single party had purchased something like... It was a large amount of gold, like 70 tons of gold on the Swiss markets. Mm-hmm. And there was speculation that it could be China trying to stage itself in case they did sell off the debt and the dollar-based holdings collapsed and China would hold a large amount of gold to stabilize their economy. So that was a speculation back then, but that does... Huh. That does go in line with what
now. Some people think that they're probably thinking to themselves, well, the United States government is allowed to do whatever they want with the dollar. It's theirs. Well, no, it's not. It's not theirs. The United States, the dollar belongs to the people. Remember, I have some in the bank. I currently have money in the stock market and mutual funds and that kind of thing. When the United States government prints up money and then...
But you're just holding a bunch of worthless notes, Mark.
I am not.
They're not really yours.
They absolutely are mine.
Well, you didn't print them.
I didn't. Well, so what?
I didn't
print the books that I own on my shelf. They are mine.
You can't stop them from printing more, though.
I can't stop them from printing more.
So you don't own the value.
What I'm saying is they're stealing from me every time they print money. They're taking a little bit of the value of each dollar that I've got.
More people need to become aware of that. And thank goodness Ron Paul's out there talking about it this presidential season. Let's go quickly to Kent in Illinois. Kent, short on time, but just enough time for your thoughts. What's on your mind?
All I wanted to talk about really was my experience in the Republican Party as a precinct committeeman for my district.
Oh, sure.
And my experience was that there was a very, very strong emphasis on the big money fundraising campaign event type things that happen in big money districts within the larger district. So what you end up with is separating smaller communities that are, you know, working class, middle class people that are predominantly Democratic in votership, but not necessarily in what they really think and believe as far as their view on the role of government.
Yeah, it's really just the good old boy system, isn't it, Ken?
It certainly is. It certainly is. And it almost seems like they just gave up certain districts to the Democratic Party.
Sure, back scratching. That's political log rolling or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
We scratch your back, you scratch ours, and government grows and our freedoms suffer. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know?